And our reading will be taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 1, starting at verse number 46. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Amen. Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor, grab your neighbor by the hand, look your neighbor square in the eye. Amen. Look your neighbor square in the eye and say, neighbor,
let it
sink in.
Sink in.
Neighbor,
let it
sink in.
Sink in.
Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, Let It Sink In. And I know we're wondering and trying to understand where we're going, but I'm thanking God you're going along with us. Amen. Now, you know the interesting thing is, but I got to do this before we go forward. I want you to look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor,
stay with us.
Okay, need to put that out there before we go any further. But the one thing I want us to understand, and I need for us to grasp this concept. I wonder how many people are here in church, or how many people come to church. Praise God. But they don't feel blessed. I wonder, why is it that folk come to church or are Christians, but they don't feel blessed? In some situations, some folk are looking at the number of hours they got to work during the week just to put food on the table, keep a roof over their head, clothes on their back, providing for their families. And then they look at some folk who seem like they barely work 40 hours, Deacon Riley, but they're able to do all this stuff for their family. And when I look at them and I see myself, I just don't feel blessed. And then in some situations, some folk look at the stuff that they deal with in their lives, and it seems like they always got something going on. But then they look at other folk who just seem like everything is just going good for them. And it makes me feel like I am not blessed. Then some folk just look at their own humble surroundings and cars they drive and clothes they wear. And then they look at other folk, at the cars they drive, where they live, stuff they wear. And then I look at myself and I just don't feel blessed. But I want us to understand something here today. We have to understand this. Our blessings are not tied in to our emotions. I'll say that one more time. Our blessings are not tied in to our emotions. Now, because I know everybody don't wake up every day feeling real good. Every now and then, sometimes we wake up, we ain't feeling all that good. But when we wake up, the one thing we still say is, thank you, Lord, because the Lord has blessed us to see another day. Now, you know, yeah, we might have to work a whole lot of hours to make ends meet. But the one thing is, we still say, Lord, thank you, because you allowed me and blessed me to be able to do what I need to do to take care of my family. I might not have the newest car. I might not have the biggest house. I might not have the latest suits and all the other stuff. But I do have what I have because the Lord has blessed me. So I ain't going to look at what you got. I just look at what God has done for me. And I thank God because I know God is blessing me. So our blessings are not tied into our emotion. Because when I understand that I serve a God who loves me and I know that I'm blessed, what I am doing is I'm letting it sink in. Are you working with me? You see, I want us to understand, my brothers and my sisters, if in order for us to recognize who we are and how blessed we are, in order for us to get to that point, we got to get the blessings inside of us. We have to let it sink in. But you know what's interesting? Before we beat ourselves up, there's a young lady over 2,000 years ago who has been in a similar situation with us. Because I think that initially she wasn't feeling all that blessed. But once she allowed the blessings to sink in is when she came to the realization of what happened in her life. And the lady I'm talking about, her name is Mary, who was a teenager who became impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And when that teenager was just living her life, minding her own business, the angel Gabriel came and said to her, "You are blessed and highly favored by God." Now, when she heard that, I know she was kind of like, "What?" Because she was looking at where she lived. She was looking at where she was from. She ain't live on that house on the hill, y'all. She wasn't part of that royal family that had everything that they needed. She wasn't one of those born with the silver spoon in her mouth. She wasn't all that, a bag of chips, Nicole, and two sodas and a what? Shake on the side. She wasn't all that. But here Gabriel, the angel, came and told her that you are blessed and highly favored. She heard all that, and then he told her about her cousin, her relative, Elizabeth, and her old age who is with child. Now, I want you to understand that when she heard what the angel said and received all that, I still feel that the blessings were still needed to sink in. Now, how did you come to that conclusion? I'm glad you asked. Because after she had her own thing going on, Jackie, and after she got stuff straight at home, girlfriend immediately made her way to her relative Elizabeth's house to see exactly with her own two eyes what the angel Gabriel told her. Now, the question is, why didn't she just receive it in faith? There are just some things you got to see for yourself. And when she went to go see for herself, the first thing that Elizabeth calls her is blessed. And then Elizabeth goes on to tell her that when the baby in her womb heard Mary's voice, it leaped inside her womb. Mary being filled with the Holy Spirit and told her, "Girl, you are blessed." Don't you know that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we don't look through the same lenses we look through without the Holy Spirit? Because when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, the lenses we use to look through the Holy Spirit, the Lord will show us things that we didn't think was there. The Lord will show us what's a possibility and what can be. And that's what happened with her when she said that to Mary. And then once Mary heard all that, then I wanted you to know, y'all, that all of a sudden those blessings started to sink in to Mary. And as those blessings started to sink into Mary, I want you to understand we can't just walk around with our blessings on our sleeves. Because if your blessing is on your sleeve, I want you to know that, Sister Archie, if it's on your sleeve, guess what? Somebody can just what? You see, when you know what God has done for you, you know how God has blessed you. Sister Penn, you know you're going to sit there and you're going to soak up and let that blessing sink into your spirit. Because what you kind of realize is that when you know what the Lord has done for you, you ain't going to let nobody take what God has done for you. You're not going to let anybody change your mind. You're not going to let anybody make you look away from God. Because you know, I know too much about him. I know what he's done for me. I know what he brought me through. Why? Because his blessings have what? Sunk in. But wait a minute, hold on.
Now, how did I get here? And you know what? Look right here in the scripture, because after the blessings began to sink into Mary, and as they sank into Mary, what we have here from verse 46 all the way down to verse 55 is what is called Mary's song of praise. You see, you really can't praise God the way you ought to praise God until you allow your blessings to what? You see, because once your blessings sink into you, then guess what? It don't matter what goes on around you, because you ain't here trying to impress nobody. You ain't here for nobody other than yourself, because nobody know what you've been through but you. So when you come here to praise God, you ain't got to wait for somebody to tell you it's time. You know that when you come, it is time, because the Lord has been good to you. He brought you through this. He brought you through that. So there's no way I'm going to sit here and act like God ain't done nothing for me. But let's go look. Because I wanted to see Mary's song of praise. Because after Mary had talked with Elizabeth, girlfriend wrote this song of praise. And it says in verse number 46, and Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." So what is that saying to us? We as the people of God ought to be magnifying the Lord. Amen. Why? Because of the fact that my spirit ought to be rejoicing, because God is my Savior. Is the Lord our Savior? Has He blessed us? Has He turned us around? Has He brought us from a nothing to a something? Then why do we act like God ain't done nothing for us? As the people of God, that's what we ought to be about. Whenever we're in His house of worship and praise, we ought to be praising Him. We ought to be thanking Him. We ought to be magnifying Him because of the fact that He has saved us. Do you see it? It's right here in the Word of God. And then it goes on a little bit further. She says this in verse 48. For He has looked with favor on the lowliness of His servant. You know what Mary is saying? Even though I was really a nothing, God told me I was something and decided to show me favor. Isn't that all our stories? Even though we were nothing, God saw us as a something, and He showed us favor. Amen. I'll do it one more time. Even though we were a nothing, God saw something in us. Amen. And then God showed us what? Favor. Oh, y'all all ain't get it. Rem Rose, I got to go one more time. Even though we were a nothing, God saw something in us, and He showed all of us in here favor. See, now I know, now this ain't my testimony, because I grew up in the city. I ain't know what it was to grow up with having a cast iron stove in the kitchen that was responsible for heating up the whole house. I don't know what it's like having to go to bed with clothes on and be wrapped in 3 or 4 blankets on them real cold nights. I don't know what it's like to live in a room and hear the rain come down and banging on that tin roof. I don't know what it's like to have to get up and go use the outhouse outside. I don't know what it's like to have to go out to the well and get water out the well. But some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know that when you heat up that cast iron stove, you better have a big pot of water on it. Because if you don't, you'll have a whole bunch of dry heat in the house. So you got to have that water to create that steam to go with that dry heat to try to smooth things out. You see, some of us grew up in some loneliness. We ain't have it like that. You see, but now, Reverend Rose, we get up, and if we got to get up in the middle of the night, We go to the bathroom in our master bedroom. You get hungry in the middle of the night. All you do is walk down to your kitchen. Pull something out the refrigerator. You put it in the microwave because you needed that midnight snack game. You see, we understand that the Lord has done a whole lot of stuff for us. Why? Because God has showed us favor. You see, because we ain't living the way we was brought up. We're doing a whole lot better than how we was brought up. Do I got a witness in God's house? God has showed us favor. Are you following what I'm talking about? So when I talk about Mary saying all herself, lowliness, she was saying she was a girl that didn't have a whole lot. But God gave her a whole lot. Because the Lord showed her. And I want you to know, look around this room in here. There's a whole bunch of folk up in this place that God has showed you. And that's why you're here today. You got some stuff you're dealing with. I recognize that. Yeah. But you are here because God has showed you. Lord knows I wasn't planning on going down that street and being on it that long. But y'all didn't seem like y'all was connecting with the lowliness of this servant. Oh. So I had to go down that road for a second. Now let me get back on this other street. Here we go. Surely. I'm still in verse number 48. 48, be surely. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Here's a young lady when she was told she would have the Christ child. She said, how can this be since I have not known a man? From that young lady who made that statement to the young lady right now, who is impregnated with the Savior of the world, who understands that what is inside of her is the one who is going to save the entire world. What is inside of her is the one who's going to turn this world right side up. What is inside of her is the one that's going to allow us to turn into a something while we were nothing. The one that's inside of her is going to be able to heal the sick, give sight to the blind, allow the lame to walk. The one that is inside of her is able to take little and make a whole lot from it. The one inside of her is going to let folk know, you might think you are nobody, but I am making you a somebody. Who's inside of her is the one who will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. The one inside of her has the ability to put the devil on the run. The one inside of her is the one who can take and cause all things to change in our lives. The one inside of her has the power to do great things. And when she thought about all that God has given to her, when she allowed her blessings to what? Sink in. She now is saying, all generations will call me blessed. That woman is just so arrogant. I beg to differ. She wasn't speaking out of arrogance. She wasn't speaking out of thinking she was all that. She was speaking that it is going to be recorded in history that she is the mother of the Christ child. And folk gonna call me blessed because, yes, I carried the Christ child. And you, what she had to do was allow that blessings to sink inside of her. And I want you to understand something. When you talk about the favor of God, I want you to know favor ain't fair. Don't you feel guilty about how God has favored you. Don't you feel guilty for how God is blessing you. If you feel guilty about it, I want you to know you don't have no reason to. Now, if you want to walk around flaunting what God has done for you and telling everybody about it, then, yeah, you ought to feel guilty. But if you're just doing as God is instructing you to do, you ain't got no reason to have any shame in your game. Because you realize if it had not been for the grace and mercy of God, you wouldn't even be able to stand to your feet. If it had not been for the grace and mercy of God, you wouldn't be in your right mind. If it had not been for the grace and mercy of God, you might be homeless on the street right now. If it had not been for the grace and mercy of God, you might not have the family you have right now. And the reason why all this is happening in your life is because God has showed you
favor.
You ain't got to apologize for God's favor in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, I know that's right. Because guess what? Did you tell God to do it? God know what he's doing, and he's doing it because he knew that you ain't gonna flaunt it. You ain't going to mess over it. You ain't going to do the wrong thing with it. You're going to be right and do right with what God blesses you with, because you recognize that if the Lord hadn't did it, oh, Lord, I don't know where I would be. And, you know, it caused me to sweat to even think about what would have happened in my life if I had not been touched by God. You see, but that ain't just my story. That's also your story. Yeah. And that's why when we all think about all that God has done for us, we know that we are blessed because God's hand is upon us. God is showing us favor. So don't be afraid to go on and give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. When you know God has shown you favor, you ain't got no reason and no shame in praising him. So ain't nothing arrogant about this young lady. Now, can I read this to you like this? Check this out. Look at 48b. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Why? For the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is his name. See, now I just got to raise the question. Has God done a great thing for you? Has God blessed you? The only way we can come to that realization is when we let it. Now, let me put it to you like this. I know we got some serious chefs up in this church. Well. And the serious chefs here in this church understand, Deacon Alex, that when we get a good piece of meat, chicken, fish, beef, well, I ain't going to say pork. I don't want to give you gap. What we do with this is we take that piece of meat before we cook it. We season it up real good, and we put some other stuff in it, and then we let it marinate. And the purpose of us letting it marinate is we want all those seasonings to what? Oh, somebody going to work with. You see, and you know what? And we understand that in order for it to sink in, you can't just put the marinades and the seasonings in there and think it's going to sink in 5 minutes. You, what you do is once you put all that stuff in, Brother Freeman, you put it in the refrigerator. And you just let it take a little time to marinate. You see, so that those flavors will sink in. And you know, and we're no different, because even when we know that we are blessed, sometimes we keep our blessings on our sleeve because they take some time for those blessings to what? And you know, sometimes folk got to remind us and let us know that we are blessed. And if we listen to what folk are telling us that we are blessed, it will sometimes help the process and cause our blessings to what? Even sooner. But I want us to understand, my brothers and my sisters, don't let your blessings hang out on your sleeve too long, because if they hang out on your sleeve too long, I want you to know that the enemy is going to try to send a storm your way. And the whole purpose of sending the storm your way is to just try to blow your blessings away so that you don't remember what God has done for you. Let me give it to you like this. I know some folks, especially, let's talk about summer, because I know it's cold. You know, summertime, we just love to go out and cook on the grill. You see, David, that's our arena as men. You know, we go outside and burn up everything on the grill, won't we? But sometimes, since we're getting real hungry, we try to rush and put the meat on the grill. And when we do that, then we go and put the seasonings on the meat while it's on the grill. Right? But once you flip it over, what happened to most of the seasoning? Because you didn't allow it to what? Oh, somebody going to work with me. You see, I want you to understand that the blessings that God has for us, the Lord wants us to receive his blessings and allow his blessings to what? Because he understands that when we are understanding how good he is to us and the blessings have sunk in, those blessings connect with the joy that's on the inside, the joy that the world didn't give and the world can't take it away. And when those blessings get connected with the joy that's on the inside, I want you to know we start finding ourselves having a hallelujah good time. We can be in our car. We can be in the supermarket. We can be in our bathroom. We can be anywhere. And we're going to thank and praise God because our blessings have sunk in. And they've connected with the joy that's inside of us. And we find ourselves praising God wherever we are because we know that the blessings have what? Sunk in. And when we allow those blessings to sink in, we can't help but think about the mighty one. And when we think about that mighty one, Brother Mike, we can't help but talk about the mighty one has done great things for us. He took us from a nothing, and he made something out of us. And that's how come whenever we come into the house of the Lord, we don't just come here waiting for somebody to let us know it's time to praise God. I don't need you to tell me it's time to praise God. I came here to praise him. I'm already praising him. Has God been good to you? Has he done great things for you? Have you let it sink in? Then you ought to go on and thank him. You ought to go on and praise him because he is a mighty good God. He is our all in all. Do I got a witness in God's house? Somebody ought to say, hallelujah. I don't care about you, but I'm going to let my blessings. You can have a seat for a minute. Let me tell you why. See, it was significant, Reverend Rhodes, for Mary to allow these blessings to sink in. You see, because Sister Rhodes, right now, she's in the sunny time. So for the next 8 months, everything is real sunny. And as she got to her 8th month, she started her nesting process in her little house and getting her room together, preparing for the Christ child. But then her husband comes in and he's saying, Mary, I want you to know, the governor Quirinius has just sent out a decree. We got to go to Bethlehem because we got to get registered for the census. So Brother Armstead, as I see that, I could just see Mary saying like, what? Don't they know I am about to enter the 9th month of my pregnancy? And what they're saying is I got to get on a back of a donkey, Joseph, and go 2 to 3 week ride on the back of that donkey in order for us to get from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem. And when girlfriend, by her being 9 months pregnant, sister girls in here, y'all know who I'm talking about. If I, you know, y'all done been pregnant. I ain't been pregnant. It ain't a man thing. I know some brothers might look pregnant, but you know, but somebody gonna catch that one day. But we ain't no baby up in there. But what I'm saying is, sister girls, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you start getting pregnant, that ain't salary. When you're pregnant, right? And that baby begins to grow. Sister Rhodes, if I don't get it right, you better say, all right? As that baby is growing inside of you, everything that used to have a whole bunch of room inside, now finding their room is limited. And one of the things that is being frustrated by this minimum space is called your bladder, right? Because the baby done got bigger, and this baby is almost to term, as they say, almost to 9 months where she's getting ready to have it. And because of that, your bladder can't hold but so much, because every time the bladder push on the baby push it back, and you find yourself going to the bathroom. So you find yourself waddling and going to the bathroom. Now, could you imagine? Now, check this out. Now, imagine this. Now, we understand that what's happening to a mother while she is pregnant at that time. And just think, she got a ride on the back of a donkey. And just think, after maybe about 1 or 2 hours, after riding with that thing rocking, then all of a sudden she said, Joseph, baby, we got to stop because, you know, I got to go to the bathroom again. I can hear Joseph like, oh, Lord, again, Mary. So Joseph got to help Mary get off the donkey. Mary got to go do her business. Then he got to help Mary get back up on the donkey. And then ride for maybe another 2 hours. And, you know, it ain't like they're going real fast now. Now, can you imagine what's going on in Mary's mind? If Mary didn't allow her blessings to sink in, this would have been a very tragic time for her. Frustrating time for her. Bad enough she done gained all this weight from this baby. And she got a ride on the back of a donkey. Sister Rose, I know when you was in your 9th month of pregnancy, you wouldn't say, James, let's go for a 5-hour ride now, would you? There you go. Okay, so we on strike. Well, we're doing good. Matter of fact, you ain't want to be in the car in the morning, maybe about 1 hour. Sitting up there. Now, could you imagine she's on a donkey? She ain't got to sit back and relax. She got to try to hold on, be uncomfortable. Brother Walter, you see how frustrating this is? But since she allowed the blessings to, she's able to say, Lord, I know you got me. And I know you're going to see us through. So, Lord, I thank you. Even in the midst of this rough ride, I thank you. And I say, hallelujah, anyhow. Do you understand what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters? You got to let your blessings. Because there's going to come a time, just like earlier this morning. It was sunny outside. But look outside right now. It's raining. And the same thing happens in our lives. We go through some sunny moments. We go through some rainy moments. But in either case, we still know that I am blessed. And I'm also highly favored. Because I understand that God has blessed me. And he showed me favor. And I've allowed the blessings to what? So it don't matter what happens around me. I know my God is in control. It don't matter how gloomy it looks. I still love the Lord. And I know the Lord loves me. So I want every child of God up in here to know for yourself today. I know it's going to get rough sometime. I know the road's going to get bumpy sometime. But you have let your blessings. So I know that everything is going to be. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Can we just take a moment out and praise God? Come on and rise to our feet. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some thanks. Because we allow our blessings to